What do you call the inside of the egg?
It's the yolk.
And what color is that?
Our eggs are yellow. Now, they're more dark. I mean, they're getting closer to orange. Now, the ones you get in the cafe are pale.
When you butchered, did you ever take beef and cut it up in small strips and hang it out to
dry?
Dry?
We never did.
Was that at all common here?
I think there's a few people. I think they were called jerky or something like that. They made it, but I've eaten some. We never did.
I had some of that. I was in the Forest Service for a little while. And the mountain we were on was eroding, so they closed the range. Cattle were grazing it off. And any cattle in there, of course, were then subject to being killed. And they closed it for about 8 years. And an old cow stuck her head around a tree one day up by the lookout. The boy got her. Oh, she was so old. But he called up the ranger station, the fire marshal went up, the butcher for that evening. She just lay there for about 6 hours, I guess. Oh, that thing was tough. You couldn't cut it with a knife and take an axe.
Well.
Yeah, I guess you could if you, I was thinking, you say you've got about 4 hours?
I think we have about that much.
Could you, tomorrow it wouldn't be handy for you, would it?
Well, I could do it. I told the people down at Amber to be here, but if you'd rather not talk today.
Well, as I was saying, I don't know. Tomorrow I have to be sitting around here waiting for a telephone call. I don't know when it's going to come, morning, afternoon, or when.
Well, sure, I can do that.
And I was thinking probably tomorrow we could complete it.
Yeah, I could.
Where this afternoon we wouldn't be able to complete it anyhow.
I think right now we think we have about 4 hours. It may not be. It may be 2.5. Just to be on the safe side and not mislead you. What time should I come? Up his mind and won't change it no matter what you say.
He's stubborn.
And a person who takes offense at little things.
Easily hurt.
And a person who, say he gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning and goes for long walks and has a house full of stuffed owls. And
that's bad, yeah, that's all.
Would the term queer ever be used for that?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Queer would be used, oh. Sure.
Georgie would be too, wouldn't it? And there's an old superstition that if you wave a red flag at a bull, you'll make him what?
Make him mad?
And if somebody is, a group of people is excited, you might get up in front of them and say, now everything will be all right if you just
calm down.
And when you come in from work at night, you're probably
tired.
Mm-hmm. You'd been gone away and came back and found that one of your friends was sick in bed, and you wanted to find out how this happened, or when this happened, what would you ask another friend? Can you tell me when he
got sick, or was an accident, or how it happened, or?
And if you see a man with runny eyes in the winter and a stuffy nose and a raspy voice, you say, what's happened to
him? I don't say what's happened. I said, brother, you've got it.
Got what?
It would be a cold.
Uh-huh. And then if he does that, you'd say what?
Stop smoking cigarettes. Are you getting you down, or have you really got a cough? Or
uh-huh.